The Quraysh of Makkah often traveled to Sham, where they encountered the Jews and the Christians. And when they learned that these people had denied their Anbiya, then they took oaths by Allah. وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ. Very, very solemn oaths with Allah. لَإِنْ جَاءَهُمْ نَذِيرٌ. That if a warner, a Nabi, had to come to them, لَيَكُونُنَّ أَهْدَى مِنْ إِحْدَى الْأُمَمِ. That they will become more rightly guided than any nation. Meaning that they would certainly accept the Nabi and follow the Nabi. That is what they said. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ نَذِيرٌ مَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا نُفُورًا. But when the warner came to them, it only increased them in animosity. إِسْتِكْبَارًا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And this animosity was to because they were proud on earth and وَمَكْرَ السَّيِّ. And they devised evil plans. That was the core of their problem, that they were proud on earth and they devised evil plans. The Arabs, as we indicated, used to yearn that the Jews and other nations had disobeyed the Anbiya, and they would say that if any prophet is sent to us, then we will not do them, we will outdo them, we will be so happy. So when Allah sent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi to them, who enjoyed far greater status than all the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the Arabs, their pride and their haughtiness could not permit them to submit before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Instead of obeying and supporting him, they became bent against him. And they had evil plots always, and it all came against them. And they rejoiced temporarily by thinking they harmed someone, but eventually it all came back to them. It all came and fell upon them. وَلَا حَيْكُ الْمَكْرُ السَّيِّئُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِهِ. And the evil schemes, it all backfires. It all backfires and it comes back to them. They only seem to await the treatment of the previous nations. فَهَلْ يَنْذُرُونَ إِلَّا سُنَّةَ الْأَوَّلِينَ. That all the schemes backfired on them, and many of those who plotted their atrocities against Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam were killed in the Battle of Badr. And referring to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the consequences of the evil schemes encompass only those who devise them. Like in the Arabic, there's an adage, the one who digs a hole for his brother will himself fall in it. The one who digs a hole for his brother will himself fall in it. So they were waiting to be treated just as, or they are waiting to be treated just as the previous sinners were treated. That is, if they do not abstain from the evil ways. And the Quraysh of Makkah frequently passed by the ruins of the Thamud and the ruins of Sadum, the town of Lut alayhi salam, on their journey to Sham. And although they would go there, they would not take lesson. They would see the shattered towns, but they never paid heed and still continue the evil practices. And Allah Rabbul Izzah says in the Quran, أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Have they not travelled in the lands? فَيَنْظُرُوا. And they have they not looked? فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. And seen what was the results of those before them. فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. وَكَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً. The fact is, these people were much more powerful than them because they were physically more powerful, so that should increase the awe and the fear of Allah. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُؤْجِزَهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah is not such that anything in the heavens and the earth can defeat him. He is all-knowing and all-powerful. And when Allah decides to punish any person or community, there is nothing to stop him. None can ever think that Allah is unaware of their sins or that He's incapable of taking them to task. So therefore Allah concludes this verse by telling the people they should not seek to hurry for the punishment of Allah. وَلَوْ يُؤَخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَّبُوا. If Allah were to take man to task for everything he does, مَا تَرَكَ عَلَى ظَهْرِيَا مِنْ دَابَّةِ, then Allah would not have left a single creature on the face of the earth. وَلَكِ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجْرٍ مُسَمَّىٰ. But He delays and defers them to appointed time. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ. And when their term arrives, فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِإِبَادِهِ بَصِيرًا. Then Allah is ever watchful over His bondsmen. People are foolish to think that because Allah does not punish them for their sins, He is unaware of them. Allah is aware of everything. But because of His mercy, He overlooks people's sins. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that although Allah's punishment destroys everything and everyone in the world, Allah will separate the mu'mineen from the kafirin on the day of Qiyamah. So in this world, if the punishment comes down, then everyone is engulfed in it. But what happens on the day of Qiyamah? Only the kuffar will then bear the full consequences. Ummul Mu'mineen said Aisha radiallahu anha reports that once Nabi Salaam told them about an army that will march with the intent of destroying the Kaaba. However, when they reach a certain place, the group will be swallowed in the earth from the first to the last. And Ummul Mu'mineen asked, Nabi Allah, but if the entire army is to be swallowed from the last to the first, what about those who joined with the purpose of trade who were not ready for them? And Nabi Salaam said, Allah will destroy all of them, but they will be resurrected according to the intention. If they had good intention, or they were not part of it, then fine, that will be the intention. But when you were with this group in this world, then outwardly you will be treated with them. So although the mu'mineen will be rewarded for the iman and the good deeds, they will receive additional reward for the suffering they endure when Allah's punishment strikes them. And that brings us to the end of Surah Fatir, a surah at the end of the 26th juz, a surah with 45 verses in it. So not that lengthy a surah. As we outlined in the beginning, a Makki surah which deals with Aqidah, talks about Allah the unique creator. It talks about the great distinguishing line between a believer and a disbeliever. Surah talks about the proofs of Allah's power in various fruit, different creations including man, animals, cattle, different shapes of mountains and rocks, different use of these mountains and rocks, all of which express the greatness of Allah. It then talks about the inheritance of this ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the noblest of celestial messages with the revelation of the glorious Quran. It then speaks about the shortcomings on man's side, and then the surah concludes by warning the polytheists about worshipping their idols, their images and their rocks. That's an overview of Surah Fatir, the 35th surah of the Noble Quran.